Hello, my name is Ashton Morgan. I'm a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist. And today is part three of a three-part series on sex. So as always, get a pen, a pencil, and a piece of paper, and take as many notes as you can. So, here we go. All right, so we're back, and today we're going to talk about a couple of points in this part three of the series on sex. And so I want to start off by talking about some of those things that have actually nothing to do with intercourse, but as I always would state to you guys, it has everything to do with what leads up to intercourse and what happens after intercourse. So some of the most important things that will help you have a better sex life is how you plan for having sex. For instance, whether or not you've gotten enough sleep, whether or not you are well rested, whether or not if you were arguing and disagreeing, that you were able to resolve some of those things prior to you having sex with your partner. One of the things that you don't want to do is be in a position where you're angry, upset, mad with your partner, because that decreases the opportunity that you would have to have sex. So you want to work on those issues and resolve them prior to approaching your partner, wanting to be intimate with them. So that includes sleep. That also includes sort of any stimuli things, like for instance, our famous cell phones. So if you have a cell phone and you're noticing you're spending more time on your cell phone than you are paying attention to your spouse or your significant other, you might want to cut back on your cell phone use, at least around your significant other. A couple things I usually tell folks: that if you're in a bed together or in the same room with each other, the worst thing you can do is both of you are on your cell phones at the same time. When you're doing that, you're not communicating the way you would plan to communicate. You're not talking to each other. You're not sharing thoughts and ideas. But instead, you're sending pictures back and forth to each other. You're showing each other funny things you see on any of the social media platforms. Be very careful of that. Spend time talking to your significant other, talking about your day, talking about your feelings, talking about your dreams, your goals. If you have a chance during the conversation, find out about your goals and dreams of your significant other. Ask them a question. What are their plans for the next 3 years? What are their plans for the next 5 years? So if they look at you and say, I don't know, I haven't thought about it, that's the perfect time for them to start thinking about it. It's also a perfect time for you to share your thoughts and goals and dreams with them as well. So just be mindful of that. The other thing I mentioned was getting plenty of rest. You want to make sure that you are sleeping, right? So if you are in a position in which you are sleeping a couple of hours at a time, then you're waking up, then you're up. Either you don't go back to sleep, or if you do go back to sleep, you're getting an hour or two in addition of sleep, in addition to the 3 hours you got before. That may be cause for alarm. That may mean something else is going on. So the idea of you wanting to increase the opportunity in which you're having sex with your partner may not be optimal at that time, until you get that sorted. And that could be as simple as going to see your primary care provider, or it could mean you may need to see a specialist. It could be something going on with any medications that you're taking. It could be the diet. It could mean that you're stressed and something else is going on in your life that's causing you not to want to be intimate as frequently with your partner. So pay close attention to those things. The other thing I want you to be mindful of is how you make being intimate a priority, right? So for example, if you're going to work either at home during this time of COVID, or you're going out to work, after work, you're spending time with your friends or spending time with other family members, then you have your particular things that you like to do for enjoyment. And then you're making time with your significant other or time for sex as an afterthought, that is a problem. because you're going to treat it as an afterthought. And when it comes to having sex, being intimate with your partner, you won't be fully involved, fully into it. So you want to be careful of that. Make it a priority. Make sex a priority if it's something that's important to you. For many of us, we see that as a way of connecting. So connect with your spouse, connect with your significant other. But you want to make it a priority to do so. That means this. That means if weeks, if months go by, and for some of us, if a year or two go by and you aren't intimate with your partner, you need to take a look inward, find out why. Are you not initiating? Is it that your partner is not initiating? You know, one of the strangest things I've heard from someone is that they haven't had sex for a long period of time. And the reason why is because the one partner was waiting for the other partner to initiate. I know, that's not the wisest thing. It doesn't make sense. But you want to be careful of that, that you're not waiting for the other one to initiate. If that's something that's important to you and you want to be intimate and close to your partner in that way, then you may want to initiate, right? All right, so the last thing on our list today is I want you to think about being intimate, having sex with your partner in a fun way. I want you to enjoy it. I want it to be a fun and enjoyable activity for both of you. That means that what you want to do is you want to make sure that whatever you do with your partner, you're not causing any harm, any hurt before intercourse, before being intimate, and after being intimate. That means the things that come out of your mouth, you want to make sure you're building your partner up, that you're not tearing them down. You want to make sure that you are very, very careful in how you decide you want to allocate your time. That means do not make other things a priority if that is important to you. Show your partner how important it is to you by making it just as important as it is when you get up every morning to bathe, or you get up and you eat breakfast, or to get up to go to work. If that's important, surely you can make sex just as important. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to this three-part series. I want to remind you, click the subscribe button below. Please subscribe. That lets me know that you're enjoying these segments. That lets me know that I can continue to do them. Also, when you get a chance, write a comment. Tell me what is it that you would like to hear. What do you want me, a topic you want me to explore and talk about? And I can be sure to include it in on future segments. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time.